With just a week and a half until Election Day in Boston, Michelle Wu is the front runner in the race for mayor. But her fellow city councilor, Anissa Esaibi-George, is campaigning hard. In the second of two profiles, WBUR's senior political reporter Anthony Brooks has our story this morning on Esaibi-George, the self-described mother, teacher, and would-be mayor.
On a recent rainy afternoon, traffic in Dorchester is moving slowly, and Anissa Esaibi-George is out of breath and running late.
Sorry to be so late.
Don't worry about it. It's Boston. It's the rain.
Oh, my God. The rain? The school buses?
We're in the Stitch House, Esaibi-George's knitting and sewing shop, where bright-colored yarn and wool cover the walls and fill the shelves. The store sells fabric and offers classes in knitting, sewing, and crochet, hobbies that Esaibi-George loves.
It is very meditative for me, and sometimes I find myself just sitting here in the Stitch House because it's a beautiful place, it's a colorful place.
And right down the street from her home in Dorchester. Esaibi-George is 47, the daughter of a Polish mother who was born in a refugee camp in Europe after World War II and grew up in Boston, and a father from Tunisia. They met in Paris, fell in love, and raised a family in Boston.
My dad came as an Arab, as a Muslim, with a very thick Arab accent. He had some significant difficulties assimilating to American culture, moving into a very white neighborhood during a time where Arabs weren't welcome.
First of all, he didn't know English. You know, maybe a few little words, that's all.
This is Barbara Esaibi, Anissa's mother, talking about her husband, Ezzedine. She says her Polish Catholic parents initially opposed their marriage.
They just thought I'd marry somebody else, you know, someone local, Polish. They said he might have like three wives somewhere in Tunisia, or he might have children. We don't know anything. And they really grew to love him so much, you know. And he was the love of my life. And I think he was crazy about me, too. So that's what happened.
Ezzedine Esaibi died in 2010. Anissa is the oldest of their four kids, and her mother says she was drawn to politics at an early age. She recalls when her daughter was a high school junior and helped lead a protest against proposed school budget cuts, demanding that Mayor Ray Flynn reverse them.
She said, "Mayor Flynn, I'm a junior, and we're going to be voting pretty soon, and we'll remember this when we're voting. You know, like, you'll be out of office." And I thought to myself, oh, my God, there were like 5,000 people that showed up.
It was early evidence of Esaibi-George's passion for politics, even if her father had his doubts.
Having an interest in Boston politics and maybe running for office as a young kid, and my father saying an Arab girl with an Arab name will win nothing in this city. It is why I've retained my maiden name. I am proud to be Anissa Esaibi.
She also identifies as a woman of color. After grad school, Esaibi-George spent 13 years teaching at East Boston High and has made fixing the city's public schools a campaign priority. She lost her first run for city council in 2013, the year that her rival, Michelle Wu, was first elected. 2 years later, Esaibi-George ran again, won, and has been on the council ever since. Her record includes advocacy for the homeless. She led the push to pair licensed social workers with first responders. And she secured funding to put a full-time social worker and a nurse in every school. She's a friend and neighbor of former Mayor Marty Walsh and would continue many of his policies at City Hall. Are you comfortable with the label as the sort of moderate in the race?
I'm comfortable when people describe me as someone who's willing to do the work. I've got a reputation of being present, of being responsive to each one of our city's residents. I hope that when we think about labels, I hope that mine is mayor, and that's what I want people to call me soon.
Esaibi-George is married to real estate developer Douglas George, whose business has attracted scrutiny. A Boston Globe investigation alleged that George has routinely flouted building laws and that Esaibi-George used her city council position to help him. She denies that and says she'll continue to separate her work at City Hall from her husband's.
There we go. Inside, Landon. Great job, Landon. There we go.
On a recent afternoon, Mick Brunash is running drills with the Mattapan Patriots, a Pop Warner football team. Brunash is a huge fan of Esaibi-George. He says when he struggled to get money, equipment, and fields for his team, she was there to help.
She, you know, introduced me to people that are donating money, people that are donating items and stuff like that, helping me with my getting the permits to the park, think she'll be a phenomenal mayor. Because at the end of the day, a city mayor is for the people.
Just one more time.
Asaibe George says as mayor, she'll make room for all voices in the city, even as she leans into her own, which is distinctively Dorchester.
I'm going to be the teacher and the mother and the mayor to get it done.
She says it matters that she's from Boston, unlike her opponent, Michelle Wu, who grew up in Chicago. She opposes Wu on a number of issues, including her call for rent control, free public transportation, and her sweeping progressive vision, which Asaibe George calls pie in the sky. In this week's debate on NBC Boston, she said a mayor's job is more prosaic.
We've got to make sure that we're filling potholes, repairing our sidewalks, building playgrounds, picking up the trash, and turning on the lights. It's not sexy. It's not glamorous.
But according to recent polls, Wu is leading by a wide margin across the city, among men and women, as well as among white, Latino, Asian, and black voters. Asaibe George has a lot of support in working-class, mostly white neighborhoods, like South Boston and her native Dorchester. That once represented a key electoral base, but now it's not enough. So Asaibe George has work to do if she hopes to be successful on November 2nd. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.